All right, Shannon. So, 2024 is coming to a close here. Can you share with us a little bit about what you guys at Indigo have going on and what has you guys excited here as we roll into 2025?
Sure would, yeah. On the biological seed treatment side, you're right. We're just finishing up harvest for the most part in our territories. And with harvest comes the results of our products. We got a really nice portfolio of biological seed treatments, naturally sourced microbes. Help protect against abiotic and biotic stresses. On the abiotic side, heat and stress microbes that we've sourced that once expressed within the plant. And most of our microbes are either bacterias or fungus, endophytes. So once these endophytes are taken in through the roots, they start on the seed treatment. Once they come up in through the roots, they act as an endophyte and they're expressed throughout the plants, roots, stems, leaves. And in the case of our abiotic products like heat and stress microbes that specialize, sourced by nature and specialize in helping protect against heat and stress, the results have been very good. And this year we have an in-house trialing program as well as we source a lot of third-party sources as well, university and third-party CROs. The results so far here in 24 have been good initially. We still expect a lot more results to come in as harvest finishes up.
Okay, any of those that stand out to you specifically, or is there maybe a better way to ask it, is anything that farmers should be looking out for here on the horizon from you guys?
Absolutely. Our mainstay products is we have a heat and stress microbe for corn and soybeans. We call it M34 on the soybean side, W12 on the corn side. Those are our established products. This year, early results is we have a biofungicide product we call X19. Right now, it is the highlight or the standout performance here for 2024 so far, showing exceptional yield uplift on corn and soybeans, and particularly on corn. And if those trends continue as we expect, it's going to be remarkable ROI in a positive way. But the hot product right now is our biofungicide on corn, and we're seeing very similar results with our bionematicide on corn as well. We trialed it extensively last year on soybeans, some on corn. This year we trialed it more so on corn as well as soybeans as well. Early results have been exceptional with our bionematicide on corn.
Okay, great. You guys deal with biologicals, correct?
Correct.
A lot of farmers I talk to either are unsure about what biologicals are, how they can help them. What would you say to a farmer who's unsure of investing in biologicals for his operation?
Absolutely. Good question. Yeah, we get that. It does seem we've been in the biological space now going into our eighth season. So, you know, 7-8 years ago, it was expected that farmers, growers wouldn't, or even retailer customers for that matter, wouldn't be aware or, you know, certainly wouldn't know maybe an extensive amount of information on biologicals. The trend is that definitely increases every year. In fact, there's recent data that shows that biological products are the highest increase in input farm input right now by percentage, not by volume, by percentage. So the perception momentum is growing. But even then, to answer your question, there is still farmers and retail customers that haven't seen it. And we usually start from the agronomy standpoint. You know, we talk about, all right, so, you know, let's talk about some of the common stresses in our crops. And then we kind of fit like, all right, in the case, let's say a farmer says, well, tell me about your heat and stress microbe. And we kind of start how we source them from nature, how they're expressed within the plants. And then we go into our trial data. And more times than not, if a farmer or retail likes to become more familiar, you know, we certainly have a trial program in-house. We'll send out an agronomist maybe to give more information, maybe hook up a trial, look at it on a split field situation. But for the most part, it's probably less common now than maybe, like I said, 6 or 7 years ago for somebody not, you know, maybe not seeing what knowing what biologicals are. It's actually more common not to have somebody not know about them to know about them, just to kind of give you a little bit of context.
Sure. Okay. No, that's great. Let me see here. Is there, is there anything else here that you'd like to highlight from either your guys' portfolio or just that you're seeing that's on your radar? Anything else that you'd like to highlight here before I let you go, Shannon?
Yeah, I think as a final thought is, you know, I talked about our portfolio, our CLIPS device. You know, you and Corey Nickel talked about some before you and I started to visit here. The CLIPS device is really exciting. Is, you know, right now, most of our products are in a flowable powder formulation, which is a dry powder. It's a fit for some retailers and growers, but it's not necessarily a fit for some with the way it's applied. And with the clip system, it just opened up more doors and allow us to really, really scale our product to a level that we haven't seen yet, you know, within the biological business, you know, internally, and certainly, you know, externally with, in a way, how dry flowables are applied, you know, at least in the realm of a biological dry flowable. So, in fact, in some of the customers I've talked to firsthand is they've used the word game changer when it comes to a clip device. And it wasn't just one location, it was several times I've heard from my sales team as well as myself directly as being a game changer, which when you hear that more than once, it does say, yeah, you know, we do think we're definitely on to something positive.
Okay, that's great. From your standpoint, from what you do, how does a device like this, like the clip, how does it help a farmer? I guess it seems like it just adds that precision to what they're doing, where they're getting consistent input of product. How do you view it?
Besides, from a retailer standpoint, there's a lot of advantages on ease of application, and they're able to get some of their workload on their application, you know, during the slower months. I say slower as far as the less labor-intensive parts of their schedule, which is the winter. Now, from a grower standpoint, is biologicals, it's a live product. And when it's in a sealed pouch, which I know we're on audio, but it comes in a sealed pouch. In a sealed pouch or in a sealed pod, its shelf life can be 1 to 2 years, and 2 years in most cases. Once you puncture, in this case, this pod or this pouch, it goes to 30 to maybe 60 days for the most part. So from a farmer standpoint, without the clips device, you know, once they have their seed treated, the clock's ticking, so to speak, on that seed with that live microbe has to be in the ground within usually 30, 45, maybe 60 days. With the clips delivery system, it sits in the seed box itself. In most cases, sits there until it's actually delivered on the farm. And then when the farmer goes to, you know, when it's time to, you know, transfer the seed from the seed box, let's say to a seed tender, or maybe a planter directly, that's when that pouch is broke, and up till then it's very stable. So it extends that stability window. So when that microbe is applied to a seed, the stability of it is greatly increased. So from a farmer standpoint, you can kind of see the advantage. It allows that microbe to be, you know, very, very stable until pretty much technically almost a planting time. And that's a huge advantage in the microbial world, because the whole thing is you want to get as many live microbes as you can on that seed when it goes in the ground versus, you know, maybe, you know, sitting out in the elements and the microbial count decrease. So when it comes to game changer, that's part of it. That's a really big deal.
Okay, great. Well, hey, thanks for the time, Shan. Thanks for the info. Yeah, and best of luck with what you guys do. Enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you for the interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That was great.